Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, it's real simple. Iran's got a lot of oil. They're modernizing. They're a first world nation. They've got brains just as good as any brains, I mean genetically, as anybody in the West. And they've got to be bombarded with ongoing thousands of Saudis. And that's not a Saudi Arabian for neocon listeners. Sorties. Aircraft attacks. We are taking calls at 1-800-259-9231. The feds have started a whole new salvo. I've never seen them fearmonger like this in the last 3 years. Remember all the fake terror alerts they got caught putting out? I mean, even the White House press secretary admitted they were putting out fake terror alerts for political aim. We got documents and memos on it. That's yelling fire in the theater right there. There's that facet. And then clearly these appear to be real live terrorists, real live idiots. But then it turns out, as usual, that the police knew, put out warnings, but were basically ordered to stand down. We know that 2 weeks ago they knew this was coming, and these gasoline idiots were going to carry out some type of attack. Now, again, you go, and that's what P2OG says. The Pentagon plan says we'll go in the Middle East, we'll go into Central Asia, we'll bombard these people, and then when they fight back, we're going to call it terrorism. Now, I'm not condoning what they did. It's terrible. It's going to be used for a police state. But, I mean, you're 400 times more likely to be killed in a car wreck than you are of terrorism. Why are they saying re-engineer our whole society? We can't question the government. We've all got to be slaves. That itself is terrorism. Using fear to get people to do what you want is terrorism, and the media and the government are engaging in terrorism. Let's go to Wesley in Idaho, then we'll go to Tony, Robert, and others. Wesley, you're on the air, and thanks for holding.
Greetings, Alex. Heard you about a week ago on Jeff Rentz's program talking about music. I know that you know that music has a powerful effect on spirit, mind, and body. So you were playing AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, Jim Morrison? Hello?
You're on the air, sir.
Okay, well, I have to calm down listening to Chopin and Bach, because we can't be too anxious or excited. We have to approach this thing with some peace and calm. That's just my comment, okay?
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Basically, this show needs to be on mainline commercial AM and FM stations. And there is a sound, there is a look, where the information isn't compromised here on this show. But we do have a lot of classical music. Let me think. About 8-9 years ago, I sent all this classical music up there, and 90% of it was never put into rotation. It was a different crew up there at the time. Since then, there is a lot of classical music. There is a lot of TV theme music, and I am intending to put all that in. And it's just kind of the library that the network's got of, you know, energetic music, and we got some country music in there. But, you know, I don't know how to explain this. If something comes up dressed in a devil outfit, and I'm not saying that music is, but something comes up dressed up in a devil outfit, it's probably not the best. What you really got to watch out is a thing coming up in an angel. So the devil comes disguised as an angel of light. And you got all these Pastor Hagees and the rest of them out there. I mean, they wouldn't be heard, you know, playing country music, much less, I don't know, Lynyrd Skynyrd or whatever. or some type of music like that, or Johnny Cash. And I'll take Johnny Cash over Pastor Hagee or some fake group of pervert, you know, preachers. Statistically, they're one of the highest groups of that after CPS. I just thought I'd add that. That's why I made that statement. So, you know, we may look foul, but don't we feel fair? We're on the side of the good guys. We'll be right back.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tony in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, I just wanted you to know that I'm sitting here in my Levi blue jeans with my copy of the Constitution in my back pocket and my prepaid cell phone over in the corner. And it warms my heart to hear you talking about Thomas Paine.
You've got almost every terrorist. For those that don't know, the FBI training manual that goes out to the police department says blue jeans, prepaid cell phone, pocket constitutions, land rights advocate, Second Amendment advocate. It says if you have an anti-UN sticker, go ahead and arrest you. That's in one of the training manuals. It says if they have it, just go ahead and bring them in. It actually says just go ahead and bring them in. I mean, if that isn't tyranny on its face, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I tell you, it warms my heart to hear you talking about Thomas Paine. He is the most underrated founding father in this country. Everybody should get Common Sense and read it.
Well, I read it when I was about 16 years old, and
I believe that's the one that says that to participate in a corrupt system only gives it power. Doesn't he say that in there somewhere?
I believe he does, yeah.
So if you're voting, if you're paying taxes in this corrupt government that we have, you are part of the problem.
Well, you know, but they tried for close to 20 years to fix things peaceably, and then they quietly but continually documented the crimes of the government and that it was illegitimate, and then they just waited for the thugs to abuse the people like they always do, and that's what caused their defeat. And then they were willing for 8 years to, on average, fight 6-1 against the British.
That's right. Well, remember when the revolution started, before the revolution actually started, only a third of the Americans wanted to fight it.
Less than that, sir. 3% started it, 5% won it.
Right. And most were sitting in the middle. You know, some were loyal to the king, some were revolutionary, and most of them people were sitting in the middle. And today, I think what we need to do is not so much concentrate on the people who are set in their ways, that watch Fox News, that, you know, believe Bush has got a direct phone line to God. We need to worry about those people in the middle that can still be convinced and have a little bit of an open mind. We need to talk to them and get them to start opening their eyes a little bit.
I hear you, my friend, and I appreciate you calling into the show. Let's go ahead now and talk to Robert in California.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for holding.
You know, I'm like you, I'm lamenting on the way our situation of the state is at times. But I had a friend of mine called me, and she recently woke up to this, as I have since 1939. I've been trying to tell people since, you know, what's been going on behind the scenes. She had a dream. And the dream was is that her and a group of people came upon this body that was representative of the United States of America. And they said, well, you know, all of a sudden the authorities were at the door and saying, oh, you know, they're gonna, you know, get mad because, and there was a whole bunch of people out there saying, bring him out. And, you know, they're going, what are they going to do? They find out if he's dead. And all of a sudden, the spirit of America came and says, just dress me up. You know, and just pretend I'm alive, and that's what they did to get out of the house. And it's pretty much what a New World Order is sort of doing. It's dressed up this dead body and trying to say that it's alive in order for them to get by.
No, that's it. I mean, they listen, folks, when I say 75% of water districts, schools, federal, that's an average, and that's about a year old. It's accelerating. It should be almost 80% by now. Got to have the experts back on, including the former head auditor and financial planner of the Air Force. Okay, I mean, he's done the analysis of Walter Berian's info and found out it was even worse than what Walter said. And it's simple. In 1945, they made a decision to invest half of the tax money in offshore corporations. Then they used those offshore corporations to lobby the government to pay in even more money and investments in corporate welfare to them. And they've transferred most of the wealth out. Now they're handing over, and I mean handing over, they're not even paying for it, the infrastructure, the roads, the highways, the schools, the national parks. And they're even, as collateral, the people pledged as taxpayers in the future. And I've read the documents. That is not an urban legend, folks. And we are completely, I mean, when you get up to 80%, that's complete. I mean, they own this country lock, stock, and barrel. But they got it through fraud. And so it's not legitimate. So they need a police state to enforce it. And they got a bunch of brainwashed idiots that'll do it. And, man, and then now they're saying, no free speech, no protest, we're going to shut down the web, we're not going to let you videotape us, we're going to take your children for any reason we wish, no due process, and the president's above the law. I mean, folks, that's really happening. I just can't believe it. It's really happening. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Anything else you want to add there?
Well, you know, and you're exactly right. It is unbelievable, but I don't think they're necessarily handing it over. I think these people bought it back door a long time ago, and now they're just coming to take possession of it. And you know, recently I just went out and purchased another rifle. There's a nice little collector rifle, a bayonet on it, and you know, I didn't really feel the need to purchase any more weapons, but you know, it's time to get armed, and, you know, I've been preparing, you know, with water filters and extra food and trying to get my family, you know, just to live the daily life. But, you know, be prepared for that, you know.
And you don't even have to get your neighbors and family to fully believe you. Tell them what's going to happen, and then when it happens, they'll know. You
right.
See, remember, there are billions of seeds in the info war that we planted globally and that you planted lovingly. And again, the tyranny is the water and sunshine, okay? It has the same effect. And and it is going to be explosive resistance when they make their final moves, if they're stupid enough to.
Exactly. And also, we must be having an effect on Ron Paul's campaign, because I've seen more and more more hit pieces and more stuff that he said in the past, what they're dredging up and trying to put their particular spin on it. So so if we just keep to our guns and,
He once had an aide that wrote an article that, and well, at the time, Ron Paul retracted it, but 15 years ago, but that doesn't matter.
Exactly. So we're doing good, and we are winning the war as far as the information. And almost everybody I talk to, whether it's man on the street buying my groceries, buying whatever I feel like that day, or whoever I come across, eating lunch on the outside of things, I said, "Have you heard about Ron Paul?" So little by little,
and then Ron Paul is a palatable conservative doorway for people to enter into the rabbit hole.
Yes, and sooner or later we will have an effect, at least if not in this America, in the next.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, we're going the full course. We're going the distance.
Yes.
We're going all the way. I appreciate your call. I mean, we're going all the way, folks. You have to understand, even if you want to serve this system, even if you want to go along with it and lie to yourself and make excuses, or maybe you're smart but evil, or really cowardly deep down, you just decide to be evil. A lot of cowards are afraid, and they decide to gut up and then go, "But I'm for it." Now, that's kind of the attitude I've seen out there. There's a lot of smart people who just go, "Okay, it is bad. I'm just going to join it, then. That'll be a better position for me." You're getting swept along with this like everybody else. This thing is indiscriminate. Tyranny is hungry. It puts psychopaths and criminals in positions of power because they will follow the immoral orders of their commanders. But they're also allowed to collect booty, tribute from the host population. It's always been that way. It will always be that way. And finally, the corruption, even if they win the first wave, will get so bad that it will fall apart. It will fall apart. The corruption by 89 in China had gotten so ridiculous, with Communist Party members living in huge palaces and owning factories and walking around with jewels hanging off of them and literally killing people for their organs, that the communists and a bunch of conservatives and libertarians, but even mainline communists, said this isn't the communist system. Hundreds of thousands went out and got mowed down and shot and killed, 14,000 of them, but millions went out on the streets. But that caused the Chinese to have to do a bunch of reforms and back off a lot. You see, they lost that thing, going out and shooting all those crowds. They lost there. And the New World Order is going to do that here. Don't you worry, folks. But see, they're thinking, well, we can put in cameras and control grids and have a big enough social service net to tie everybody up in taxes and have enough bureaucrats and police to be able to assault the public. And they've got incremental computer models about how they're going to do it. I mean, it's cold-blooded. And, of course, the average cop or CPS worker doesn't even know about those models or the federal funds or the consortium meeting documents we've got. I mean, you're working for some cold-blooded people. I mean, let me give you the news flash. There's some cold-blooded mothers. And I just can't believe it's this real. It's real, folks. But, wishing and hoping isn't going to change it. In fact, what was it that Patrick Henry said about a lot of people don't want to know the truth? We are apt to shut our eyes against the painful truth. For my part, I'm willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. Exactly. My analogy is you're walking around in a field at night, and it's got a bunch of 20-foot, pits in it. You can fall and break your leg in, or worse. And, am I a fearful, bad person that I say you need a flashlight and be careful out there? No, I'm trying to be in power. I'm trying to be in control. I'm trying to be in charge of my life. I want to be empowered. I want to control my life. I want to have the power in my life so I can protect myself and my family. They want to be in power, folks, over us, controlling us. And they tell you, oh, there's no such thing as pitch. Just wander out in that field. And then they'll listen to Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. Because they know you're an expert on ball games and how to act tough, and that's about it. Or women are all in this big mass psychology of feeling inadequate and believing Madison Avenue. And so you're all off in this delusional fruitcake land while there's some hardcore killers who killed 200 million people. Folks, I've been studying them like I never had before for Endgame, and I mean, it makes me stagger some nights. Sometimes we'll all sit around here shaking our heads going, my God, it was worse than we thought. I mean, these people are... There's so much evil. How do you even present it all? I mean, it's just all out in the open.
70 years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Now, FEMA controls every radio and TV station, so the Pentagon can take over. In the past, stations were instructed to tune to a local station that was under FEMA control. Now it's all stations under FEMA control, cable, TV, everything. And they've got hubs to take over the web and shut down most websites, and then big sites will all be under federal control and reroute to a Homeland Security domain. Listen to this newscast about what accidentally happened. Here it is.
Storm hit the airwaves on Chicago radio and TV stations today, including CBS2. A lot of viewers were frightened by a signal that sounded like an emergency alert. Here's CBS2's Katie McCall.
If you were watching CBS2 at 7:30 this morning, you heard something unusual.
Even
An emergency alert system message normally issued to viewers about a federal emergency went out during the early show. Jan Hergesheimer was watching.
I was actually thinking of calling all my relatives and waking them up and telling them to get down in the basement.
She thought the country was under attack, but instead of instructions, she, like millions of Illinois TV viewers, heard a WGN radio sports program.
Hi there. Yeah, we just trying to figure out what that beeping was all about.
Over at WCKG Radio, Gary Meyer was preparing to go on the air. He also heard WGN and received this printout.
And it said that this is not a test, this is a real alert, that the president's going to talk in a few minutes, so do not disarm this alert.
WGN was broadcast because it is the designated emergency alert station.
They didn't even know what to do.
It turns out the Illinois Office of Emergency Management was testing a new satellite warning system, and instead of sending out an internal test code, a real message went out.
It's still under investigation to how that message went out. OMC was alerted right away that it was it wasn't a true emergency.
Unfortunately, those messages are automatic, so there was no way for stations like ours to override the alert. We're glad viewers like Jan emailed our website so we could tell her there was no emergency. Katie McCall, CBS 2 News.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to have Aaron do a blurb on this for JonesReport.com. By the way, that site's just exploding thanks to the hard work he's been doing on it. It's like number 12,000 on the web last week, and I think it's averaged like 60,000 now on the web, which is a big site. By any stretch, and he's just been building on it for a year now. We'll have Aaron put together a piece on that with a clip from Police State 2000 where I show you the EAS system. By the way, that was a drill. They had the satellite system in by 98. They retrofitted at the tower by federal law under regulatory commission of the FCC that all the wires, the last transmission wires that go into the antenna at the tower have it with the receiver, and then it's double backed up if your broadcast booth isn't and your control room isn't at location. The last wires certified, FCC comes and checks it by your engineer. It was very expensive to put in, by the way, for every station had to do it. In some cases, it cost over $50,000 that the station had to pay for. This is very expensive equipment. And they had to put it in the chain, so it's the last piece of equipment. And they get little Homeland Security teletypes. I have one of the manuals. It's all about martial law. And they were testing out the satellite, and so it took over. All the stations, TV, radio, everything. And they're in Chicago. And everybody got real scared. Well, you better be scared. You got a government getting ready for the president to come on and make some announcements. They're just doing a little test for the El Presidente. And where? In Chicago. Let me just tell you, folks, Larry Silverstein bought the Sears Tower. That's just classic. There's no end to these people, and there's no end to what... Now, they funded martial law last year. It's funded for this year. Official funding. They said for civil disobedience or mass revolts or any type of resistance, the president preemptively has dissolved the governors. They actually are puppets now. He is also then on May 9th, a month ago, a month and a half ago, a day to live in infamy. The biggest thing I've ever seen. Said Congress isn't even in continuity of government. Now, he doesn't have the authority to say that, but he did it. Just like Dick Cheney said, I'm above everything. I'm outside of everything. I'm outside of the law. I'm outside of the executive. They're putting up test balloons. Now, the good news is he's got a 9% approval rating. The question is, will you love them again if they hurt you? Like a woman who gets beaten by her husband. Is he going to let Cheney whack you upside the head a couple more times? You probably will. Run back to his arms, jump in his arms, festoon your vehicles with George Bush stickers again, or Hillary. When that woman gets in, you better believe they're going to let some terror roll. So you learn to love her properly. Big article up on PrisonPlanet.com about this being a propaganda coup for the Bush administration. And one of these guys is an Iraqi-born doctor. We're going into the next phase of the game. Gordon Brown is in command.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
I want to read some famous globalist quotes and some founding father quotes as well. But, in fact, I left those in the other room. Can you guys, so I don't have to jump up and run and get them, can you bring me the founding father quotes, please? Thank you. Along with the New World Order quotes, or I guess I can Google them up again. I tend to print them off and walk around leaving little doblets of articles about the office. If you go up to PrisonPlanet.com, you can read the AP article, Device Similar to Pipe Bomb Explodes at Disney. Then you read down deeper, and it was somebody threw some fireworks in a trash can. You're going to have all sorts of reports of Al-Qaeda attack in the next few days, folks. They've got the public so cowardly. You're 400 times more likely to die in a car wreck than to be killed by terrorists. That's what 9/11 averaged in. It's basically impossible. It's unknown if it wasn't for 9/11. And those numbers they average in. And they don't care. Just the public running around, cowering in fear, flopping around on their backs, begging anyone in the black uniform to save them. You better watch the folks in black uniforms. That's what history shows. But at first the police said that it blew up a big garbage dump, and that was splashed all over TV in the last 20 minutes. Al-Qaeda hits, and they hit hard. It blew the trash dump to pieces, an inferno of incredible destruction. A Fox News alert, dan, dan, dan. That's just in, and pipe bomb explodes. Incredible, oh my gosh. It's so deadly. Then it turns out, well, it's a smaller device. It was a small trash can. It only damaged it. In the next report, it may have been some firecrackers and there was some smoke.
Oh my gosh, in an alley, some people set up some fireworks. No! Oh, please! Take all my freedom now! Oh, the firecrackers, please, no! Not Al-Qaeda!
Meanwhile, the banks are totally devaluing the currency, the country's plunging, the borders are completely wide open, and the sovereignty's just totally dying. But that's not a problem. Cops are beating innocent people up coast to coast. They're framing folks industrially everywhere. I mean, it's just, I can't even get into the police corruption and city corruption. It's so off the chart, it's not even to be, it's fathomless. What's happening? I know we got a bunch of calls. I also want to get into these famous quotes. Let me get into the famous quotes here in just a moment. I'm not going to read too many of these. Maybe I should just have like a whole day, a whole show, where, no, this is a write-up on China. The quotes I need is a bit, there's a big stack in there. This is a voiceover for Endgame. There's a stack in there of Founding Father quotes, and there's another New World Order quote stack. It doesn't matter. I'll have to get up and wander off, I guess, on air to find it. I want to tell you about a couple sponsors here. One of them is eFoods Direct. I've got a year's supply of food from them. It's excellent, high-quality, clean food, 99% organic. They can't say 100% because I have to get all these extra certificates. 3-3, last 10 years, and it's just wonderful stuff. And this is how they control you with food. That's how tyranny is going to get you. They can shut the economy down, and they've done this before, and just type food as a weapon into Google. You can read all about it, what our government says they'll do. You need to get at least a year's supply of food for every member of your family. 800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com. Great folks, and you'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. I love that catchphrase because it's true. And I've got three different waves of storable food I've got. Going back 8 years. Well, I just got some more from eFoods Direct. They are the name, longest continual company in the nation, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. I mean, now, obviously, is the time to make those type of purchases. Doesn't mean you may not ever use it, but you can eat that insurance. You can eat that investment. It's good stuff. And then, of course, there's also Researched Herbs with a great product line. One of their many products, well-documented, well-known, you know, these are well-researched, hence researchedherbs.com, is Live 52. Live 52 is the world's best-selling liver support formula. It neutralizes all kinds of toxins and poisons from the food you eat, the water you drink, and the air you breathe, even prescription medications, which all are sources of detrimental effects on the liver. It regulates liver enzymes and helps increase your metabolism. Live 52 ensures optimal liver function. It is clinically proven to be very beneficial. A herbal registered drug in over 45 countries, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals, over 300 clinical trials and research studies. Give them a call at researchedherbs.com at 1-800-845-3841. 1-800-845-3841 or researchedherbs.com. And all of our sponsors are posted on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. And they're all great folks. We have great sponsors across the board that we've checked into and that we were, and that we believe in. So go check them out today. And, yeah, I plugged first hour. I haven't really plugged since then. I don't know what to say. I've got a great website, prisonplanet.tv. I want to thank all of you that are members. It's got thousands of pieces of media, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of films, including my 15 documentaries, in super high quality. You can download and burn to disc or DVD. It is a armory of resistance. It is what's the term they always call people who got more than five guns? An arsenal. But it's a real arsenal in the InfoWars. Go there, whatever topic, it's there. Hundreds of TV shows, hundreds of in-studio reports, hundreds of special reports, all 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book in e-book format. One e-book usually costs like $5. This is two books. All that's, I mean, it's just all there. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of two or three cups of coffee a month. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all of you that are members again and just encourage those that aren't members to become members. Or if you haven't been a member in a while, go re-up because it's a great service and it gets the word out and it's a great place for you to get a lot of material to give to people and get the word out, and it supports us in our actions. So please join PrisonPlanet.tv. And from the bottom of my heart, I again want to thank all of you that are members. Thank you. We couldn't operate without you. It pays the bills. Just barely. The summer is always a tough time. But PrisonPlanet.tv. We've added bigger servers. I'm even going to add more servers. Servers that cost like $3,000-$4,000 a month on top of everything I've already got. I've already got like 6 or 7 servers. I mean, it's expensive, folks, to pay for all this. That's where all the money goes. But keep supporting us because we're having a big effect. Or call toll-free to get all the films. Endgame will be out in a few months, but right now you can get Terror Storm Special Edition, 17 minutes of new footage. It'll be shipping in just a week or two. And those that order now will get it shipped to them first. Order Terror Storm Final Cut right now at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, I want to read famous quotes here. I want to read some famous quotes. Oh, by the way, I forgot about Israel. They also got caught in the 80s staging a fake attack on their British embassy. That's mainstream news. I just thought I'd throw that in. The British have been caught staging firecracker attacks on embassies, too, when they, quote, want to increase security to, quote, get the local government to pay more attention. That's probably what this is, either kids with a firecracker or that. Probably kids. It was an Al-Qaeda hit. They'll probably say bottle rockets or missiles or Roman candles or laser beams. I saw a flying saucer with Bin Laden flying it. He was going to attack me. I just want more cops and black masks to run checkpoints, but not at the border. Keep me safe. Let me read you some quotes because these are important. Now, there's hundreds of these, but I'm going to read Carol quickly. I started these yesterday. I never got to all of them on the Sunday show. I'm thinking about taking off tomorrow. I may not do it now. Just too much is happening. Carol Quigley. Okay, born November 9th, 1910. One of the founders of NASA. Top globalist thinker. You can go read the encyclopedia's analysis of him. He gave the top course at Georgetown University. Development of Civilization. He was Bill Clinton's main mentor, many others. And again, he went on to establish NASA. He was a scientist, degreed scientist, who also had a master's, or I guess PhD in history, and applied scientific approach to history. Very cold-bloodedly, by the way. And he was allowed into the globalist archives, the Bilderberg archives, for 2 years. And by the way, last night I was rereading some of it because we were shooting video of the pages. And it was just every page, especially once you get to like page 950, is just exactly how everything runs. He's got how the British funded Hitler, so he'd blow everything up and tear everything. I mean, it's just all there, man. These people don't play games. They're in control because they're ruthless, okay? And they're behind these Muslim terrorists. You can absolutely guarantee it. Quotes, there does exist and has existed for a generation an international Anglophile network, which operates to some extent in the way the radical right believes the communists act. In fact, this network, which may identify as the Round Table, which we may identify as the Round Table groups, has no aversion to cooperating with the communists or any other groups and frequently does so. I know of its operations of this network because I have studied it for nearly 20 years. And was permitted for 2 years in the early 1960s to examine its papers and secret records. I have no aversion to it or most of its aims and have, for much of my life, been close to it and many of its instruments. I have objected both in the past and recently to a few of its policies. In general, my chief difference of opinion is that it wishes to remain unknown, and I believe its role in history is significant enough to be known. The argument that the two parties should... Now, that's from Tragedy and Hope, page 950. Here's 1247. The argument that the two parties should represent opposing ideals and policies, one, perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea acceptable only to the doctrinative and the doctrinaire and the academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical. so that the American public can, quote, throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extreme shifts of policy. So even by the 60s, when he wrote this, late 60s, you know, they're saying there's no difference, folks. It's only on the surface. They vacation together. They have investments together. There's some real fighting, but only over petty issues to see who gets to be the minions or the button pushers. They're just button pushers in Congress. I mean, this is on the record. But you've got the doctrinaire and the academic who are just in their own little doctrines, their own little, and man, they've got all these complex algorithms and discussions, and it's all in a false matrix of just discussing basic. It's like going to a Shakespearean play and discussing the real life of the players as if the play is a real world. It's like Dungeons and Dragons. I mean, there's people who have whole universes built up in their heads about their D&D pieces or their fantasy football. And they'll get in fist fights over it. People commit suicide over fantasy football. It ain't real, man. Okay? It is not real. What does it take to get it through your head? It isn't, oh, they're pretty similar, or oh. No, they vacation together. They live together. They're married. It's mafia. Look at families where one, you know, where the wife, like Madeline, Mary Madeline, is a Republican, and then Carville's the Democrat, where you got the two Bennett brothers, one's a liberal, one's a conservative. Because when you got families that are raised into all this, they can't have both of them on it, so they split them up. It is totally staged. Do you understand that? Completely staged. The powers of financial capitalism had another far-reaching aim, nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. The system was to be controlled as a feudalist, where's my next page, here it is, feudalist fashion by the central banks of the world, acting in concert by secret arrangements, arrived at frequent private meetings and conferences. Bilderberg. The apex of the system was to be the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. They're the folks saying we're going into a depression. A private, which means they want that to happen. They got a needle out trying to pop the bubble. Pop, pop, pop. And we're so irrational and so brainwashed, it's actually, people have such irrational exuberance, it's actually that they trained us to have to get into debt. Now they're like, well, now we're saying don't be. Their propaganda works so good, it's not even working. You got to love it sometimes. Oh, they did too good a job. The apex of the system was to be the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, a private bank owned and controlled by the world's central banks, which themselves are private corporations. Each central bank sought to dominate its government by its ability to control treasury loans, to manipulate foreign exchange rates, to influence the level of economic activity in the country, and to influence cooperative politicians by subsequent economic rewards in the business world. That's from Tragedy and Hope. And then they've got two quotes here from the Anglo-American Establishment. Now, they broke the plates on the other book and got real mad at it. The Anglo-American Establishment, I read many years ago, it's got an American flag in the middle of a British flag. It is a little more propagandistic, but it admits a lot of truths. And it's long quotes here. This is from Wikipedia. I actually own both the books, and these are real quotes. I mean, I have the books. You can read this on Wikipedia, and it talks about how the British government had reached a fantastic idea that they could kill two birds with one stone. And it goes in to say how they set up Germany. Let me find the exact quotes here. They funded Hitler. Let me see. Well, it's too long a quote. Just go read it for yourself. You can go read this for yourself. Listen to this. No country that values its safety should allow what the Milner Group accomplished in Britain. That is, that a small number of men should be able to wield such power in administration and politics, should be given almost complete control over the publication of the documents relating to their actions. See, he's all for elitism, but he says you've got to watch the elite. The elite has to regulate itself better. And they adopted what Quigley said. They all have, quote, transparency now, and they do watch each other now. Because, see, what happens is these guys are such crooks, they always run wild personally. He said, we should be able to exercise such influence over the avenues of information and create public opinion, and should be able to monopolize so complete the writing and teaching of history of their own period. And again, it goes into the events of 36 by which Hitler remilitarize the Rhineland was the most crucial event in the whole of history of appeasement, so long as the territory west of the Rhine and a strip of 50 kilometers on the west bank of the river were demilitarized and provided in the Treaty of Versailles and the Locarno Pacts, Hitler would never have dared to move against Austria, Czechoslovakia, and Poland. He would not have dared because when Western Germany, unfortified and denoid of German soldiers, France could have easily driven into the Ruhr industrial area and crippled Germany so that it would be impossible to go eastward. And by that date, certain members of the Milner Group, that's the Bank of London folks, of the British Conservative government had reached a fantastic idea. We'll come back and finish this. They get into how they set up Hitler. Just like they run all the Pakistanis, they're got out running around blowing stuff up. That's why they win. They're ruthless. And you buy into it. James Bond's a terrorist. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó.
Look, we're out of time. I know I got loaded phone lines and I let you down. But we'll take your calls tomorrow and the next day. And we'll keep going as long as we can until our loving government sets off nukes or whatever they're going to do. And then we'll see him in suits, address the country with a tear in his eye, and we'll all learn to love him again. Learn to love our leader. Oh, it's so nice to have such leaders. I thought I'd read a few more quotes. I mean, there's literally thousands of these. In the event I'm reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. His Royal Highness, Prince Philip. And that was in the French news agency. I've got Audubon Magazine, a world population of 250 million to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. Ted Turner, but then he doesn't want the black children to die, and he gives $1 billion for special injections. Can you put two and two together with some African countries? Half of them have AIDS now, or whatever that weapon is they're using on them. They've caught them putting sterilization hormones in the shots. Let's just try. They wouldn't hurt 3,000 of us on 9/11. It's just every writing they write, they say they want to kill us, but they don't. They're good, though. They're so upset they're going to take all our rights because some people are burning some cars. I mean, firecrackers are going off. We have to give up all our rights because they just don't want us to get hurt. They love us so much. We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. It is the sacred principles enshrined in the United Nations Charter to which the American people will henceforth pledge their allegiance. President George W. Bush addressing the General Assembly of the United Nations February 1st, 1990. But this present window of opportunity during which a truly peaceful, that means everyone enslaved, and independent world order might be built will not be open for long. Already there are powerful forces at work that threaten to destroy all our hopes and efforts to erect an enduring structure of global interdependence. David Rockefeller speaking to the Business Council for the United Nations, September 14, 1994, on C-SPAN. In the next century, nations as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority. National sovereignty and all the freedoms that go with it, I added, wasn't such a great idea after all. Strobe Talbot, President Clinton's Deputy Secretary of State, as quoted in Time Magazine, July 20, 1992. We shall have world government whether or not you like it, by conquest or consent. Statement by Council on Foreign Relations CFR member James Warburg to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on February 17, 1950. And I interviewed people, staffers, who were there. One of the fellows, I forget his name, he's just died a few years ago. He was there when that happened. And Warburg pointed his finger right at him. Can you imagine? We shall have world government whether or not you like it. By conquest or consent. Just let me tell you, there was a little bit of resistance still then. We're going to have it whether or not you like it. Bill Clinton said this on MTV. When we got organized as a country, we wrote a fairly radical constitution with a radical Bill of Rights, giving a radical amount of individual freedom to Americans. And so a lot of people say there's too much personal freedom. When personal freedom is being abused, you have to move to limit it. That's what we did with the announcement I made last week on the public housing projects about how we're going to have weapon sweeps and more things like that, try to make people safer in their communities. President Bill Clinton, March 22, 1994. We can't be so fixated on our desire to preserve the rights of ordinary Americans. Bill Clinton, USA Today, March 11, 1993, page 2A. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator. George Bush, December 18, 2000, CNN. God bless you all. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.